This is the commentary for the Chapter 11 assignment. The assignment is at the bottom of the page. And what we want you to do is look up the ratings for risk for at least five different mutual funds. So let's read together. Go to Morningstar.com or Finance.Yahoo.com or whichever service you provide. Turns out that Morningstar has, so far, the most amount of risk that I've seen, most amount of information about risk. They didn't used to. They used to have some, and then they took it away, and now they put it back. I don't know. Figure that out. And by the time you try to do it, they might have taken it away again. What I want you to look up more than anything else is the 10-year standard deviation for at least five mutual funds. And that's one of the best measures of risk, the standard deviation. But there are others. And so we'll take a look at some of the others in a minute. Choose your mutual funds by visiting the mutual fund company websites, the funds available in your 401k at work or 403b or your Roth IRA, whatever method you choose. I don't care what mutual funds you use. Also report the 10-year alpha, beta, and R squared. That's the name for the correlation coefficient that we talked about in the lecture. And for your own enrichment, research what alpha and beta mean. What are they designed to describe about a mutual fund? And then, what I want you to notice is, look at the funds with the lowest risk ratings and take a look at whether they had low, moderate, and high returns. Okay? And what should we expect? Right, the lower the risk, exactly, the lower the return should be. Another good measurement of risk that we haven't discussed is the upside-downside capture ratio. And we didn't discuss it in the lecture. Morningstar is now making this information about mutual funds available without charge. It used to be a premium service, and certainly Lipper you have to pay. But as we said, you go to the library, it's free. Learn what this statistic means and see how well your mutual funds capture the upside of bull markets. And more importantly, in my humble opinion, how well your mutual funds avoided the downside risk of bear markets. So already you kind of can you figure out what this upside downside ratio means? In other words, when things were going well, how much of the up market did your fund capture? But when things were going badly, how much of the downside did your mutual funds avoid? And this, I look at this one. I really like this one. I love mutual funds that have a great downside. A lower downside capture ratio. The lower, the better. And as always, here are some of my favorite mutual funds. But there are many. Folks, there are thousands of funds. So I really like Dodge & Cox, T. Rowe Price, along with American funds, but there's Franklin, Templeton, Putnam, Legg Mason, FSS, PIMCO. Look up the PIMCO Total Return Bond Fund. That's the world largest fund, and for many, many years, for decades, the world's largest funds were always stock mutual funds. And over a few years ago, during the bear market, the PIMCO Total Return Bond Fund became the world's largest mutual fund. The leader, the manager's name is Bill Gross, and he's a colorful character, very brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I read his commentaries. If you go to PIMCO.com, they make them available to anyone. You don't have to be a customer of PIMCO to read his commentaries, and he's very blunt. He's very direct. And I like him. I like him. So check it out. Check it out. So this is a relatively easy assignment, which is fairly straightforward, but hopefully it will be one of those assignments that gets you drawn in about your mutual funds, and you'll learn more and have a better, deeper understanding of the mutual funds that you may invest in through your 401k or whatever. Okay? Piece of cake. Have fun.